Is the human race a lot older than we believe? What a shock it was for scientists to find Homo sapien bones which were at least 230,000 years old. As I said in a previous article, there were probably even older humans around. It is sort of absurd to think we found the bones of the first Homo sapien. Anyway, this could mean so many things. All those theories about ancient human civilizations which were more advanced than ours today might be correct. We just have no way of knowing. It is true we found no structures we can say for sure were built by these ancient Homo sapiens, but perhaps some of the mysterious structures we have found could be misstated and have been built by some ancient modern type humans. We have never found any structures we could date back even that far, but we have found some we could have misdated. One which stands out in my mind is Pumapunku, Bolivia. The truth is we have no date for those ruins, but there are plenty of guesses. Mysterious blocks exist which are so precisely cut with elaborate grooves you can still cut your hands on them if you are not careful. On top of that, there are no tool marks and these stones fit together. Cutting a stone this way is a mystery. They seem to have been created with a laser-like device. Then there are all the stones of this type which are exactly the same without deviation. If we were to cut these stones today, they would have telltale marks on them. Many archaeologists think the ruins at Pumapunku are pre-flood and some guess they are about 20,000 years old. Others think they are more like 10,000. Let me ask you a question. How can anyone believe these stones, cut the way they were the work of ancient people back then? We know this is impossible and scientists are afraid to say these ruins are older, very much older, hundreds of thousands of years older. I have wondered if advanced humans could have sprung up in a limited number of communities while other types of more primitive humans were roaming the earth. There may not have been enough of them to create a lot of structures around the world. Wouldn't it be something if modern humans were around for millions of years? There is circumstantial evidence if one believes the things like the Ica stones in Peru. These stones were found in caves and other places and were dated at 25,000 years old. Actually, what was on them was dated. They contain all sorts of paintings and some show modern humans walking with dinosaurs. No one 25,000 years ago would have known what a dinosaur looked like unless somehow the images were passed down through many millennia. After a while, it seems, stones were being counterfeited. The original find of stones in sealed caves and such is believed to be genuine. This would mean the human race was many millions of years old. Some don't take into account the fact there was no way to know what a dinosaur would have looked like back then, even if bones were found, since the stones show many different species. The depictions are accurate against what we know today. The stones are not the only circumstantial proof. Many millions of years ago, there was a muddy area in what is now Glen Rose, Texas. In this muddy area, human and dinosaurs walked through the area, and that mud eventually became stone and is the bedrock of the Palaxy River. What are human footprints doing there, since science tells us humans are not that old, although they are finding out they have to push the age back time and time again? At first, scientists wouldn't believe the tracks were real and said they were made by hoaxers. To prove they weren't, more of the riverbed was dug up and there were more of these tracks. There is another scenario which could also be true, and that one is we came from somewhere else in the distant past. Some people believe this and I lean towards this idea. The target is often Mars. The story goes Mars was once an Earth-like planet but began to lose its atmosphere, and the advanced people who lived there decided to get at least some of the people off of Mars and onto the Earth. They couldn't move very many, so almost the entire population of Mars died, but a few made it here, and that was the start of the human race on Earth. Another scenario states there was a planet with humans on it. It could have been Mars or some other planet, and when an advanced alien race saw they were on a dying planet and not advanced enough to do anything about it, the aliens moved some of those people here. That is not the only idea. Another states there was a war on some other world and the prisoners who were humans were brought to the Earth to get rid of them. Lastly, there is a popular story which states aliens brought us here to do the gold mining for them. They were not treated well and eventually revolted and overthrew their oppressors. The aliens left them here since they were just too much trouble. One of the reasons the Mars theory is so popular is the fact Mars seems to fit us better if it was Earth-like. First of all, Earth has stronger gravity and many of us have back problems, but if we were on Mars we might not. Our biological clocks are synchronized to a day on Mars. This was noticed when astronauts made it to space. Another thing is animals seem to be able to bear young without pain, yet human women have a hard time giving birth. Could this have something to do with the gravity on Earth? Let's not forget some of the things which have been found that can't be explained. A 400 million year old hammer was found. It was dated and verified, but of course there are always skeptics who claim everything from UFOs to finds like this are a hoax. People have found incredible objects which are hundreds of millions of years old and were manufactured, and the only answers is either aliens made them or humans, and since some of the objects are obviously human-made, such as a doll which was brought up from the depth of hundreds of feet, or the jewelry that fell out of pieces of coal. There has to be more to our history than we know. The question is, are there a few that know the truth and are keeping it from us?